USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The America First Policy Institute on Monday joined the growing number of groups and individuals backing the Cuban people, protesting the communist government there. Retired Lieutenant General Keith Kellogg, co-chairman of the Institute's Center for American Security, says, "We share a common dream of protecting basic liberties." End quote. The Food and Drug Administration on Monday added a warning to the Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccine, saying the shot can lead to an increased risk of a rare neurological condition. The chance of developing Guillain-Barré syndrome is very low. It was reported Monday the Trump Organization has removed Chief Financial Officer Alan Weisselberg from leadership positions in its subsidiary firms following the indictment on tax-related charges. Mr. Weisselberg will remain at the Trump Organization. This includes staying on as CFO, according to the Wall Street Journal. We are USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Texas Democrats have run away to escape voting for their constituents. Dan Naraki reports.
At least 50 Democratic members of the Texas House of Representatives left the state on Monday to stop a vote on an elections reform bill from taking place. Without them, the House cannot meet its required two-thirds quorum for a vote. Republican Representative Travis Clardy says he's disappointed in his colleagues' flight from the state. He tells ABC News that if Democratic lawmakers took the time to read the bill instead of following a national narrative, they wouldn't have the same objections.
I'm really disappointed in my colleagues in the Democratic caucus. It really chose to be driven by the national narrative, which I think is mythologized and really misinterpreted what we've done in Texas. We were there 24 hours this weekend hearing the bill that Andy Murr, one of my colleagues, brought forward. I'd worked hard on this bill during the regular session. It died at the end with the Democrats left the first time. And again, I think that what they thought the bill said was not what the bill said.
We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The daughter of a Cuban immigrant, New York Republican Representative Nicole Malliotakis, tells Fox News the Cuban uprising is personal and should inspire all Americans to hear the calls for freedom in communist Cuba.
You know, I visited Cuba in 2009 to see my family there. It is incredibly sad to see how not only are they stuck in time with everything around them seeming that it's in the 1950s, but they don't have any aspirations or dreams or ability to pursue their goals. They're told by the government what they're going to be, what they're going to study, and what their contribution to society will be. They're treated like slaves. They earn basically about $15 a month. And there's a dual currency system in which everything is sold in something comparable to U.S. dollars, and yet they're making, you know, the Cuban peso. So it takes months for them to buy anything, a basic necessity, like a pair of shoes. Look, I'm very encouraged to see people rising and pushing and really demonstrating that they want freedom and they want democracy. I hope this is something real that is happening there, a change now that Raul Castro is gone, that they're going to really stand up and say no more communism, no more socialism, we want freedom. And to see them marching in the streets with the American flag is something incredibly moving to me. They realize that we are the free country, the beacon of hope and opportunity, and they want Cuba to be like the United States of America.
Thank you for listening. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.